Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves, presented by Draft Day. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Fellis. It's Monday, September 9, 2013, the post-week one almost show.
Almost show.
Steve has got something caught in his throat, and I want to welcome you
episode to the show. Episode 9.20, the 20th show of season 9. This is the week one recap show. Jeffrey, what a week one it is, as you can kind of hear my
voice.
Were
you yelling at all possibly yesterday during maybe a Cowboys-Giants game that was quite a nail-biter?
That wasn't the only game I was yelling at.
Yes.
I was yelling at all the games.
Been yelling at a lot of games. We've got a lot of games to yell back to you about.
I missed. There were only two afternoon games. I missed them both.
You did miss them both.
But in the fourth quarter, I was winning both.
Yeah, well, that can be frustrating sometimes. In the challenge game, I don't know if I was ever winning.
No.
You know, what I like to do with Steve and I in the games that we differ on is to look at the point differential in those games at the end.
Yes.
So if it was close, it was like, well, we had reason to be different.
Right.
But when the challenge game comes down to a two-score differential, you're like, well, I got it wrong. Period. Full stop. End of story. I got it wrong. And you're the smartest man alive.
The only game I actually got wrong.
Well, the one everyone got, the Steelers.
Was the Steelers.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What happened to Pittsburgh? Can anybody tell me?
What?
I mean, anybody tell me that the Pittsburgh Steelers.
We're going to be that bad. It's time for an inconceivable sound, if you even had one, Steven, because seriously, this is one of the strangest things. And if I'm Steeler Nation out there, I got to be scratching my head going, what the heck is going on out there? Or
what the hell's going on out here?
I don't think anybody knows. But just so you know, Jeff.
What do I know?
My pick of the Miami Dolphins had, nothing to do with the Millers. B, nothing to do with my hatred towards the Cleveland Browns and how they've treated me over the last year. It was all about me being...
I am the smartest man alive!
Wow.
So
it's simply that you're the smartest man alive.
I am.
I didn't realize.
And you know what? You know how I went into this season and how I'm going into the season?
No, I have no idea.
I took a quote from you
saying, oh, that's horrible.
I don't care if I win the overall thing because last year I was the overall picks winner. But I lost in the challenge game. And you were like, I only care about the challenge game.
Uh-huh.
I could only win.
Exactly.
If I only win 16 games all year, as long as they're the challenge games.
As long as I win 9 of the challenge games.
Yeah, that's
true. All that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Well, there you
holla
go.
For a dollar. I did better than you in our picks this week, and I don't feel like it because I agree with myself.
You lost the challenge game.
I lost the challenge game. That's all that matters, Steven. I don't care about the overall.
Week one recap. Lots to talk about.
Much good football.
So much bad football.
It was a weekend of dichotomies.
Yeah, and Jeffrey's got – do you got a rant on the running
back? I've got running back rant.
Here it goes.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
So I spent a lot of time setting our clock here to actually do a countdown from 90 minutes because that's all the time we have today.
You are mashing it.
And I'm button mashing to get it to say 90 minutes, and then I hit go, and it starts at zero. So we're 3 minutes, 53 seconds into the show.
I think what it's going to do now is it's going to stop at 90.
That's fine.
And blow up and go like, rah.
It'll go all Tom Cruise MI4.
Six, I think he's at now.
No, he works for MI6. MI6 is the British military service.
Yes.
But No, I don't know what's going to happen at 90, but it might not be good.
He actually doesn't work for MI.
No, he's an American. American Intelligence Agency that is unnamed.
No, it's named.
Is it?
It is named.
Is it?
It's called the CFI?
Okay.
Or something
the
like that.
The comedic fools industry. The crime-fighting industry.
The Mission Impossible something. MI something. MI.
Well, MI is Military Intelligence of the British Secret Service, to the best of my knowledge, and I'm open to being ridiculed. It's time for a sub-rant, Steven.
We've got
to
be the dumbest team in America.
Okay, sub-rant. Somebody... Some people have so much trouble with misspellings that they cannot move on. They cannot move on.
What did you misspell
if,
this time?
If it was yesterday, if
IMF, the Impossible Missions Force. There it is.
Well, that's interesting. Not so. If there's a website that you frequent that has misspellings, and that makes it impossible for you to enjoy the website, don't ever go there. If
what?
On
what
the other hand,
about?
I didn't have an E in the right place for a last name. Okay, and this warranted someone saying that your post is irrelevant and downright dumb because you misspelled the last name by a letter E in the middle.
Where was this on Facebook?
This was on Facebook, okay. And if that's all you have to say, stop liking us on Facebook and get the hell out. It's our show, okay? Get out.
Okay.
Make your own spot. Make your own page. I am a crappy speller, and when I post things, I can't just post it as me. I have to post it as us. So I make Steven look like a poor speller.
Well, you could if you had a computer. You just like
I won't post from a computer. Oh, plus, computers don't catch last names, do they? No, you have to actually know how to spell the last name. And if I was going to take the time to actually analyze every single post for spelling, I could not enjoy football. So get over yourself. Get over your little problem. Go take some medication for OCD.
You forgot the E on Eddie Lacy's last.
Oh, my Lord. That makes the post unusable and irrelevant and maybe even wrong.
Yeah.
Dude, get over yourself. You're irritating to me. I know I was irritating you, but it's my site. So that's okay. You're irritating me. Stop following.
Right,
I'm out. I'm out. That's my sub-rant. That's been stirring in my craw. For about 12 hours now.
I got
you feel a little bit
stuck
of that?
In my craw via Twitter.
Oh, no.
When someone said, I don't even know if you were
We've got to be the dumbest team in America.
I don't know if you were following.
No, I wasn't on Twitter at all yesterday.
Finally, I had just been taking a lot of abuse from, Roma haters. And I'm tired of Roma haters. I'm tired of Tony Roma.
For some reason, because he's got a QB rating of 109, which, is kind of hard to get to.
Yeah. Anyways, at the end of the game when Eli threw his
pick. And
he's
one of the toughest MFs you'll ever meet in your life.
True.
Holy crap.
Eli throws the pick, and I said, take that, all you Romo haters. And people were like, well, I was like, first of all.
Tony Romo still sucks, dude. Just because Eli threw an interception doesn't mean Romo's cool.
First of all, had that been reverse that situation.
My Lord.
Tony Romo.
There, it's Tony Romo being Tony Romo. It was a big game.
My God.
Big game situation.
Yeah.
And big game players don't do that in big game situations.
But it's Eli. And what did everybody, including Chris Collinsworth and Al Michael, that everybody talked about
He's having a bad night. He's having a bad night. It's just, what? The receiver undercut the
route.
He's young. He didn't run his route very precisely. They'll get it right.
The running back is young. He shouldn't even be in there. He's in there for David Wilson because he was fumbler.
Don't get me started.
And he popped
David Wilson.
Up the ball, and that's why it got picked. But if it was Romo, he should have never thrown.
Big
that
game
football.
Quarterbacks don't do
He's
that.
Horrible.
See,
and so all
he chokes
I said
in,
was,
in critical situations.
Take that, Romo haters. To which I got, well, that has to. Rah, 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 rah. Someone tweeted, Jeff, if you're watching this, you should never let Steven handle the Twitter feed during the Cowboys game. To which I almost went off and I decided.
Oh, my Lord.
I said, I'll
save it for the show.
Save it for the show. It's my freaking Twitter feed.
Shut up. Stop following.
All right.
It's
exactly.
real simple. It's real
it
simple.
It is.
We don't get paid, okay?
I
this is a volunteer effort. We're not
what
even.
To
a-
say on your Twitter feed, don't even think for a second you could tell me what I can and cannot say on my Twitter feed at any point.
We pay $800 a year for the privilege of bringing you guys this show in the state of California for the right to have a business, okay?
See?
Get over it.
Yeah, which we got to decommission that at some point, right?
Yeah, probably, when we have time.
All right. There you go. So
14 games played so far, 2 left remaining because it's week 1 of the NFL.
And we'll get to all of them in a moment.
Think back to last season. Were your dreams of fantasy glory dashed by a low tackle on your quarterback? Or the 50 home run hitter who lost his mojo? Even when you win, good luck collecting that check from Mr. Commissioner. When you talk about a fantasy, it's usually, man, if I could have one night with her. Not, boy, she'd make a great life partner. Why should your fantasy league be any different? Go on, play the field. Draft Day lets you live out a new fantasy every day. Play against strangers or take on your friends. Play for bragging rights or for the big bucks. It's your call. Whatever happens, it all starts over tomorrow. So play it your way with Draft Day.
Play your way.
Sign up and make a deposit at DraftDay.com using promo code RANTS100 to receive a 100% deposit bonus and a free ticket to an $11 NFL fantasy football game. DraftDay.com, your number one choice for daily fantasy sports.
Thanks, nice old man.
Yeah, and I want some money this weekend. How about you?
Oh, yeah, I want some money on Draft Day. How can you not?
I'm a little bummed.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Because I didn't get...
Because Dez Bryant sucked? He didn't suck. He was in triple coverage the whole
time. I didn't get to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. No, no. There's no chance to get to Vegas.
I would have hit my five-team parlay card.
Ooh.
That is when it hurts that I am not in a country, England,
a city,
where I could just go across the street and place a wager.
Yeah.
Why? Because the government, for some reason here,
wants to shove it underground and make it illegal and encourage gangster-like activities.
Exactly.
And fill our prisons with people who are not doing anything wrong.
If you make it legal, you could tax it.
Steven is this closet libertarian, I believe. I don't think he's a Democrat. I think he's a libertarian. I think he just wants the government to stay the hell out of my life. I think that's more or less what he wants. I think he's coming out right now, in this segment right now. He's going to call it. I'm not even. I'm a libertarian. Just keep the hell out of my life.
That's right. I will build my own roads, okay? I don't need you to freaking build roads.
Even libertarians acknowledge that roads need to be built, and we need law enforcement. That's all.
Build my own roads.
Yeah, so Steven's going all off the grid here. He's going to be bunkered down inside something with his own food stocks and supplies and weaponries to prepare for the end.
And I will have my own cattle and sheep and everything and pigs. Bacon. Got to have bacon.
How many pigs do you need to support your bacon habit? I'm just wondering. How many pigs does anybody need to support their bacon habit? Or, I mean, because they got to, you know, at what age can you slaughter them and get a good amount of bacon for your return on investment? See, raising pigs sounds kind of gross.
I would need a huge, giant barn filled with pigs.
Pigs tend to not stay in barns.
I will keep them there.
Because you don't want the mess?
That's right.
Oh.
Do all your mess.
But in barns is where all the zombies hide.
Been watching too much Walking Dead.
Okay.
All right, real quickly, before we get to the games, do you have the list? Do you even have the list? Because I don't have the list in front of me.
List of games?
Yeah.
Of picks? Well, it's on our website. I don't know if you know that. NFL Rant, R&R.com, our website.
Yes.
That's where we actually have those. Steven went to a lot of trouble to actually put them up there, I assume, because... No, what is this? No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Who put them up there?
I didn't put them up there.
On the right side.
Yeah, I didn't put them there.
Wow, and
do you have such? No way, you're full of crap.
And not checked.
You're full of crap.
What?
You put them up there at some point.
It's already even updated.
I know. This is don't give me this crap. You know how it's there.
The challenge game. It's nice.
You know how it's there.
I am the smartest man alive.
So I've heard.
My 11, soon-to-be 12-year-old daughter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she did a good job.
She did a great job. And they're all right. I've actually checked for accuracy.
Check for accuracy.
So I've missed four so far this week. Steven, you've missed five.
Five,
yeah. So it's close. And look, the ones that we've missed.
We've got one different tonight. So
yeah, Steven's going to miss another.
Could
you imagine if we end up even? Which is typically when we disagree.
Which would be advantage of Miranda because I got the
You got the challenge game too.
Because
don't abuse it. Don't abuse it.
It's been a while. I might abuse it.
I'm encouraging.
I might do this all day.
Mom always.
I am the smartest man alive.
Mom always says if you touch it too much, you get hair on your palms. So I'm just encouraging you to not get hairy palms. Yeah. But whenever Steven and I differ on games, typically we split them down the middle, the places where we differ. And so we've differed on
– Well, just for the record, you would have missed two others had you not made last-minute changes.
I'm all about the last-minute change, though, because when you apply proper thinking to situations, you end up with proper results.
Which makes me angry.
I'm sorry, but I make my picks
So had I – the last recording, had I not – let you off the hook on Kansas City, you would have missed that one miserably.
And our good friend Richard was there, and he sent the picture. Did you see his picture on Facebook?
No, I didn't.
Go on FaceSpace, as Bender likes to call it, which is Facebook. Okay. And he posted a picture of the Jaguars stadium during a marching band thing going on the pitch whenever there's an Englishman. But look at the crowd.
That's not good.
You can count them with one hand.
Well, it's halftime.
That's what I'm figuring is everyone's having a beer now. But why does Rich take the picture and say, look how bad this is? He's not trying to lie.
He is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's trying to make it look bad. Come on.
But apparently it was bad, Steven, there in Jacksonville.
Okay.
I mean, besides the game being horrible, and then I'm asked last night on TalkSport Radio why we're exporting our trash over to the United Kingdom. And by that, they would mean the Jacksonville
spectators at yesterday's Jaguar game. Jaguars' dreadful, dreadful game.
Dreadful, dreadful game. As the Kansas City Chiefs went in there and spanked them and held them to a defensive 2 points.
Yes.
That's where, a safety is all the Jaguars could muster. And so clearly Blaine Gabbert's not going to be the answer there. And he hurt himself again, Steven. Yeah. So I say we hit NFL news real fast before we hit the games.
Just real quickly, did you see LeBron James and Hulk Hogan?
This is different.
Jerry Jones.
This is something different. Well, what I actually noticed was Governor Christie hanging out with Jerry Jones.
What is different? What is different? The news?
That you started NFL news out with LeBron.
Oh.
Appreciate it.
Well, no, I was actually just talking about Jerry Jones because he actually –
his box is one of the more interesting boxes.
Yeah, but he called out the Giants immediately after yesterday's game, called them fakers. He said it was obvious.
Oh, absolutely.
Obvious that the Giants players were faking.
It was because they were winded. Winded. I'll emphasize the point. They were faking.
Yeah.
But you know what? Until the league can figure out a way to get inside someone's head and body and know whether or not they're actually faking, it's part of the game.
The league needs to implement. You don't just go out for one play. You go out for the entire rest of the series.
That's interesting.
That is how you do it.
No.
You're going to stop fakers from faking?
Stop fakers from faking? Steven,
if you get hurt, you are off for the entire series. You can't come back. You can't just go out for one play. You have got to get medical treatment and get looked at for the entire length of that series. If it's 2 plays, fine, it's 2 plays. If it takes 10 plays, you're off for 10 plays. For that next series, you are off and you are gone.
Okay. Random shout out, Philip Hangi. Thank you for your donation.
Hangi!
From Switzerland.
I've never been to Switzerland.
I have.
I would like to go.
Yes, you would.
The Swiss people are nice to me.
They're nice to everybody. They're neutral. They're Swiss.
Are they? But they've been
particularly kind to you.
And particularly kind to me.
Really?
In particular, a very beautiful young lady.
Really?
Christine, who my junior year in college was very nice to me.
Your wife's listening to this program.
It was college. I didn't know you or my
wife. What happened to college stays in college. Okay, just want to say thank you, but you're right. So here's one of the things. Maybe I'll tee off the NFL news with my mini rant.
Oh.
In this era of what we're defining as the quarterback era in the NFL, where if you do not pass for 400 yards as a quarterback, your week was considered average at best, maybe even a failure. NFL teams have gotten away from the basic tenet of running the football. In this era of the quarterback era, we have emphasized wide receivers. Then we went on to emphasize the tight end. And the tight end position is now the sexy, sexy position because of two tight end sets where you run these clever little bubble screens perhaps out of the backfield or perhaps a slight crossing route or you go and extend in three wide on the right and you try and stretch the field that way. Those are all great, exciting plays that put a big points on the board, keep the game way more exciting. However, if you cannot run the football, you will not be a great NFL team. Yes, the New Orleans Saints are one of the exceptions that proves the rule. Yes, Tom Brady there in New England, although Tom Brady has run the football exceptionally well until recently, and now Shane Vereen is down.
He had the only 100-yard running back in the league yesterday.
Who was it?
Shane Vereen,
who's now going to be out for a few weeks.
He had 101 yards rushing.
Okay, as I segue us to NFL news, it is on this note that as we have gone to the quarterback-driven model where if you don't have a quarterback, you can't win a game, Therefore, if you don't have wide receivers, you can't win a game. Therefore, if you don't have left and right tackles to protect your quarterbacks, you can't win the game. If you don't have multiple tight ends, you can't win the game. There has been general managers that have taken their eye off the ball of having quality players on the offensive line, Steven. And I want to take you through and tell you which teams I am particularly talking about, because there are teams that stink out loud right now because of their running back troubles. The New York Jets, the New York Giants. The
Jets' leading rusher was Geno Smith with 47 yards.
Yeah, okay.
The Giants, well, come on.
I'm just looking at all the teams. Here's where the teams that have – I'm going to point out teams that are doing remarkably well because of the running game. Chicago, Detroit, bringing in Reggie Bush. And on the inverse, what happened in Miami with Reggie Bush being gone? Oh, my God, you've got a car accident there. Yeah, you went on the road and you won a game.
I was fooled by Lamar Miller.
And Daniel Thomas, you ain't got nothing at running back there. Okay? Green Bay Packers, Eddie Lacy, they're going to lean on, but he didn't show it yesterday. This means your offensive drives are short. Your defense is on the field too long.
41
they get winded Lacy, by the way. On how many carries?
On 14 attempts.
Yeah.
2.9. God. Now, here's
how about the Jets numbers where their total carries, Steven, were less than 1 yard per carry at the running back position. This is a disaster.
Yesterday, this opening weekend, the leading rusher in the league, Terrell Pryor, quarterback for the Oakland Raiders. He rushed for 112 yards.
12 yards, broke Rich Gannon's single-game record for as an Oakland Raider.
Then the only running back and the only other person over 100 yards, Shane Vereen, running back for the New England Patriots at 101. Adrian Peterson, who started with his first touch.
75 yards.
78-yard touchdown run.
Right. Went on to only have, what, another 20?
93 yards.
Yeah, he went on to have another 20 yards.
Didn't even.
After that, he could not. But he got three touchdowns. Great. You know what? They lost.
Two touchdowns.
They lost to a team with a better running back as far as effectiveness.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing with Adrian Peterson, he's great. He's phenomenal.
I'm not saying that.
But Christian Ponder was.
Christian Ponder was horrible.
Lost.
Horrible. Deer in the headlights. But Atlanta still, Falcons. They got Steven Jackson. How did that help them? A lot.
Yards. It did.
It helped them a lot.
Because he gained 77 yards on 11 carries.
Okay, so this is my point. Carolina, terrible. New Orleans, terrible. And New Orleans has probably the best running back that's going underutilized. They should trade Mark Ingram right now and get a boatload of picks because you guys don't want a running back, clearly.
They don't.
Darren Sproles uses a scat back out of the backfield.
Yes.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what happened there? What happened to the muscle hamster?
Okay, I'm going to reel you in. This is for length.
It's
of
interesting,
time.
Isn't it?
Just finish your rant, your mini rant on running backs.
I will finish it by reiterating, as you move away from emphasizing things, you cannot eliminate them entirely without screwing your team. Period.
Wow.
What do you think?
It's
accurate, is it not? Has anyone said it today?
Close.
Has anyone said it today?
I don't know. I haven't been. I've been working.
I was out on a run this morning, and this all just came together, Steven. And I'm like, you know what? I haven't heard this at all this weekend.
Yeah.
And this is going to be something that everyone's going to talk about eventually.
Yeah.
Like, we were out in front of the practice time.
Yeah.
And how that's going to affect injuries and everything. And boom, it's happening. And now people are talking about it. You heard about it first here.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't even get to the AFC where it's worse. It is.
Oh, my God. You know what I just tried to do?
You tapped on your laptop screen. You tried to swipe. Because we are so tablet-oriented now.
I am. Okay, have you seen the new Microsoft commercials for their Surface?
Oh, yeah, they're hilarious.
They're awesome.
With the Siri voice mocking and getting all insecure.
Do you still find me pretty?
Yeah. No, you can love your product and still laugh at it, okay? And I love my iPad, but those are funny commercials.
All right.
And by the way, for everyone wondering on their tablet which way they should go, there's been several studies done. The studies all indicate whatever tablet you get, you'll probably like, okay?
Okay.
It's about using it more so than an OS. So just go get one that fits you well and enjoy it. Rock yourself.
Interesting.
Steven, bring it. We're
so
in NFL
Jeffrey,
news.
Your survivor pick real quick before
oh,
we get
dude,
to
I have three of them, and they all went through.
Okay.
And I was very happy about
yeah.
that. And they all made me nervous at one point. I had the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah. That made me nervous.
And then
that was my main one.
I had the Kansas City Chiefs. That didn't make me nervous at all.
No. I should have taken Kansas City.
And had the Dallas Cowboys, which obviously you're never comfortable in that game at all.
No.
Even though my son texted me at some point that according to a website that keeps track of these things, the Cowboys had a 95% chance of winning.
Yes.
And this is when Dallas was doing ridiculously well finally.
Right.
And I replied, "You needed a website to tell you that?" I'm like, "Come on, dude."
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, all three of my survivors went through, and you?
I had three, and I had one lose.
Ooh.
One of them was, I took the Steelers.
Again, that was one of those ones that, how do you not? And, well, it burned.
My other two picks were Indy, which made me
struggle, nervous.
And New England, which made me struggle.
Yeah. There was a lot of
New England won on the final kick.
Hemming and hawing. And so, as we get to NFL news, I'm going to also circle back to fantasy football and tell you that I went 2-8, or 8-2. Sorry, 8-2. I do this.
I was like,
I went 8-2 yesterday and won two games against Peyton Manning.
Really?
So yes, as Steven mentioned on a text, that must mean that the rest of their team sucked. Of course it did.
Yeah.
And I felt very fortunate, however, to catch Peyton Manning in the 60 points that
and
he put up
and still beat him.
Yeah, but funny. I had some really strong fantasy days
I
yesterday.
I need Arian Foster to at least get 12 points today, which he should.
I think that's pretty
– should take care
that's
of
a given against this Chargers team.
Yeah,
because all you're going to do – well, unless they pull him for Ben Tate because they get up early. This is the thing that concerned me in Indianapolis with the play of their running back, Ahmad Bradshaw. Who do they have there?
Well, Ahmad Bradshaw, but Vic Ballard got the majority of the carries.
But this is my point. If you think that you're in the driver's seat, you might pull a guy that's got a little gimpy going on preseason, and you might want to ease him in there, and he may not get the yards.
Right.
And that concerns me, and that should be a concern.
I just need a couple touchdowns.
Needs a couple touchdowns, bro.
Two touchdowns early, pull him.
Is that asking too much?
It's not.
It's asking a lot.
Is it?
Boy. And then
Adrian Peterson blinked, and he had two touchdowns.
Steven, in fantasy football for Sky Television,
yes.
I know you didn't go look at it.
I didn't.
Apparently, don't. You'll be very angry.
Why?
Don't look. I'm strongly imploring you as a friend.
Okay.
This superstar flex play of the games we're broadcasting.
Who did you get?
The same one as you, Drew Brees.
Okay.
However, if you take that person, it takes them out of your starting lineup. You and I didn't start quarterbacks yesterday.
What?
I'm asking you to not look and to not get angry.
They didn't. I'm not angry. They didn't say that.
You know, of course they didn't say that. So the last thing you do is you pick this bonus player if you're in the expert league for Sky Sports pundits. And therefore, it pulled Drew Brees out of what you probably had Drew Brees as his starter. Because I did. And it pulled him out of my quarterback spot and moved him down to my little wild card spot. And I didn't start a quarterback yesterday.
No, hard to win when you don't start a quarterback.
Well, I went in and looked at your team, and you don't have a quarterback either.
So then my quarterback is blank?
Yes.
I didn't have Drew Brees as my starter.
Okay,
I think they messed up.
I think they messed up too, and Steve and I didn't start quarterbacks, and I think they
– I don't know what you're looking at, but my quarterback is showing Tony Romo, and my wild card is showing Drew Brees.
Now go in and look at my team.
How do I do that?
Well, you got to go in
–
No, it's simpler than that. We're in a league together.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, because we're in the Expert Picks League or the Sky Presenters or whatever it is league.
I didn't know what the league.
Well, yeah, neither did I.
So
I went in and looked at it, and so I was a little furious with that I didn't see us starting a quarterback because they took my Drew Brees away.
They took him away.
They did. They made him go away. So now, Steven, we had a lot of injuries yesterday. Can we quickly
Let's
encapsulate
talk about
injuries.
Them as we talk about,
as we talk about the games. Let's get to the games. We're getting to the games right now.
Ooh, Nelly. Thursday night football. Baltimore Ravens at Denver Broncos.
How unhappy is Baltimore that they couldn't play in Baltimore now?
Oh, they should be livid.
It was hot. It was rainy.
Yes.
And it was altitude.
Were you a little upset that you had to wait another 35 minutes?
Yeah, I was getting pretty cranky.
For the game to start?
Getting pretty cranky. Steve was over at my house, and I was getting a little
Yeah.
I'd ordered pizza, and I was hungry.
Yes.
And so I was hungry, and I couldn't have my football because of a severe lightning alert. We never saw lightning. At least give us the cool pictures on our TV screens of the sideways lightning.
Yeah.
But they couldn't because they couldn't find any.
Yeah.
It's just the Doppler that showed that there was lightning. Right. Well, if we can't see it with our real eyes, it's probably not going to kill anyone. Yeah, I'm just thinking no one dies.
My only thing is if there was really concerns, clear the stands, the fans from the stands.
Well, the NFL Players Association apparently has a new rule that they don't want players potentially injured. They don't care about fans is what they've said in their statement. That's not true, but it was funny. Okay, right. So Denver Broncos pretty much handled business. I mean, my God, if they are not, again, if they weren't your favorite to win the AFC, then what the heck's wrong with you now that they're not your favorite?
Taking care of business.
At home.
49-27 shellacking. They actually could have put a 50 burger up.
Oh,
had
sure.
Danny Trevathan not been boob. Of the day.
We've got several of those. We're going to have to run through the boobs of the day quickly, Steven, there's a lot of them.
I don't even have the
boob. Wow. I gave you time to find it and everything, but that's okay. So tell me about this boob of the day.
Well, he picks off Joe Flacco late in the game. Mm. Nobody in front of him. He is cruising. Look at me. Look at me. He is cruising.
Steven is cruising. Like, Steven is jogging as if he's about to win the Boston Marathon, and he's ahead by 30 seconds.
And then all of a sudden, he crosses the five-yard line, and you know what? I am so cool, I'm going to drop the ball.
I'm
going to
pull a DeSean Jackson.
Twice. Who did it twice?
DeSean did it twice. He only did it once.
Yes, he only did it once. But still, drops the ball short of the goal line. He's over there celebrating, acting like he's crazy, and the refs are like, son? When you score a touchdown, you have to have the ball with you. So it's a touchback. It's going back to the Ravens. And then the Ravens went to score a touchdown and made it a 15-point game.
Yeah, it got really sketchy. They would have been up by 32 points. Instead, they go up by 15. You're like, uh-oh, this could end up changing things completely.
But then, of course, Peyton Manning says, you know what? I need to hit Demaryius Thomas one more time. Boom, 78-yard touchdown. Boom, game over, 49-27.
Seven touchdown passes for the great Peyton Manning.
You have to go all the way back to the year I was born.
Yeah, I don't remember.
1969.
But how about the fact that when Peyton was told who it was, he went through the guy's whole personal vita?
Well, because
he's a historian of the game. Besides being the greatest quarterback, the greatest quarterback who's ever played the game, I believe. He's also he honors the game well with how he handles his business off the field, on the field. And then just the fact that he crosses the T's and dots the I's by being a historian.
Yeah.
He goes and he tells you about this guy, whoever it was, the last guy to do it, and that he was Canadian and that he went to Cal. He's the old man in that video that beat the crap out of somebody with his cane.
No.
Remember that? That's that guy.
Really?
That's that guy. I swear to you.
Yeah, man.
So the last man to do it was Canadian, and he went to Cal. And everyone will remember a famous YouTube video that went very viral about these old men at a Canadian Hall of Fame ceremony. And, he beat the crap out of somebody with his cane.
Four slices of humble pie is the title on the home website of NFL.com. And the four slices in the picture are Joe Flacco, head hanging down.
Oh.
Brandon Whedon, head hanging down.
Oh.
I don't understand this one. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is kind of looking up at the scoreboard, making like a what? Like a what? And Ben Roethlisberger head hanging down.
Yeah, I don't know that the law firm did so badly for Cincinnati.
I mean, his team was winning by 11 points with like 8 minutes in the game.
Yeah.
The defense, I mean, he's not on defense. They should have put they should have put Geno Atkins there. That's
there
what they should have put.
There you go. Very good.
It's interesting.
So we're back to Denver and Baltimore. Yeah. Look,
the Ravens have problems. Did I not tell you that they were going to struggle with seven new players back on that defense?
You said it loudly and clearly.
Yes.
And, Steven, nine new players overall on their squad of starting 22 that you've changed up. And clearly it's going to take some time to get these things together.
No matter how
smart your general manager is, and we think the most of Ozzie, we think he's great. However, this team's going to take some time to gel.
I'm not going to compare my football experience with any of these professional guys. But the first year me and my team went out to play football, Jeff, we got slaughtered every week.
Okay.
Why? We were all very talented. We were all very good and fast, but we just didn't know how each other worked and how we wanted things done. By year two, we were unstoppable. Unstoppable. And it's just – it takes some time for you to – you can all be the most talented guys in the world, but – oh, man, you know what? I was a step late because I expected this guy to be there. Now I know that's how he's going to play this. I got to be a step early now.
Okay.
And that's all going to take some time for the Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens' next opponent is at home versus Cleveland.
They'll be fine. They'll handle business there.
Anybody who's playing the Broncos this year is terrified. They've wet themselves already.
Yeah. It's Eli Manning next week on Sunday Night Football.
Oh, God. That's going to be a slaughter.
It's Eli versus Peyton.
Well, and I hope you appreciated my final post, which was I lifted it partly from somebody and cleaned it up. Mm-hmm. Eli has to turn the ball over one more time to offset the Manning juju.
Yes.
Because Peyton threw 7 touchdown passes. The Giants needed to turn the ball over seven times. And then the Manning juju is neutralized.
Yes. So it's still a little off kilter.
It is a little off kilter. Eli's still got one more turnover to do next week against the Broncos.
Next week, he'll throw a pick real quick.
Sunday Night Football.
Hopefully he's back next week. And then, there you go. We'll be back.
It's going to be
first play of the game. That interception to DeMarcus Ware.
Oh, dude.
I only wish you were over just to see how I
reacted. Well, I was scared to come over. I mean, you know how you've matured exponentially over how you handle Cowboys losses.
Freaking set me.
Hence the voice.
Set me. DeMarcus Ware. I was like,
is he going to be okay? He looked like pretty beaten up by the end of the game.
They had to start chipping him and double teaming him and stuff. So he's going to be fine.
Okay. Any significant injuries of note in this game that you said we were going to cover them as we go? And
yeah,
I don't
not
miss
in the Baltimore.
Unbelievable. The first game of the season starts early, and they escaped without a significant injury.
Not a whole
injury.
Lot of it. The only injury that I can report was Jacoby Jones.
Oh,
they sent
God,
back
he got jacked
to do
up.
A fair catch. To do the punt, and his own guy.
That's another boob of the day moment.
Yeah, his own guy smacked him.
Boob of the day.
You found it. Good.
And so Jacoby, he's a day-to-day, but hopefully he'll be back on the field.
With a concussion. A lot of concussions
this Ravens
weekend.
The Ravens need wide receiver help, dog. They need to go out there and talk Randy Moss. Say, Randy Moss, you're not doing so good talking, so get out of the broadcast booth. And come over here and be a wide receiver for us. Somebody. They need to find somebody.
Yeah. Well, right now the big interviews are happening to running backs. So let's get on to the next game. The New England Patriots and the Buffalo Bills.
Oh,
and we don't need to hit bang it.
I was so
wanted to be wrong on this one.
I did. I wanted to.
Now,
I wanted to be
people...
wrong for Greg. I wanted to be wrong for Buffalo. I wanted to be wrong because, I don't like to cheer for the Empire.
Now, I said yesterday that, and this was at the conclusion of the Raiders game where they lost barely.
Yes, I did see.
To whom? Who did they lose to?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. And then the Bills losing to the Patriots on the final seconds field goal. Steve, do you agree with me that as a fan, there are such things as good losses? What you told your fans yesterday in New York City with the Jets, in Buffalo, New York with the Bills, and in Oakland with the Raiders, is that our season isn't screwed.
No.
We are not screwed. And I'll add into that Arizona Cardinals. Yeah. We're not screwed. We didn't win. But we're not going to be slackers this year.
But we didn't put up 2 points on the board.
Okay, I didn't include Jacksonville in that, okay? You are screwed. And to quote the Brits, why are you sending over your trash 5 years in a row? And I apologized. I'm like, look.
Did you say sorry for
I
yourself?
I did. No, I said to them, I apologize. Oh. But I did add, I'm going to have to watch this too.
Yeah. We're going over there.
And the Steelers now have got huge question marks. And there we're going to see them in a few weeks get destroyed by the Minnesota Vikings that have got question marks all over the place.
That's gonna be
one great game.
A very interesting game.
Can't wait. But Patriots, Bills, the Bills dominated this game. Dominated.
Yeah.
Until the very final seconds.
But you know what? I'm gonna give props to the New
five
England
seconds
Patriots.
Left.
5 seconds
was when the kick field goal.
I was about to say. Okay, 5 seconds.
No, you have more than that. I'm gonna give you six.
I'm gonna give some props to the New England Patriots for how they took care of CJ Spiller. They basically. Just how the Giants basically said to the Cowboys, Dez Bryant is going to beat us. And boom, they locked him down with two, sometimes three people.
Mm-hmm.
The New England Patriots says, you know what? CJ Spiller's not going to beat us. This rookie is going to have to play. He's going to have to throw the football.
Well.
And E.J. Manuel stepped up.
He did.
He stepped up. And he did his due. So it was great to see for the Bills that their young rookie is all that and a bag of chips.
Look, it was only 18 of 27, 150 yards. Going to have to throw the ball a little bit more.
A little more.
You're going to – again, if the new benchmark is 400 and 300 isn't a bad day, 150, which is half that,
yeah.
You need to be a little bit more involved there.
But you know what? It's 150 in a situation
and
where
no picks.
Yeah, he didn't turn the ball over.
Exactly.
He didn't have to do that much.
Right.
But, man, they literally just shut down C.J. Spiller. I mean, C.J. Spiller was, as I would say, in this situation, even though he was on the field, a virtual no-show. He rushed for 41 yards on 17 carries. They had to change up. They brought in Freddie Jackson.
Yeah.
And Jackson went for 67.
Did better. I want to point this little fascinating factoid out. Thanks to ESPN.com.
Yes.
Danny Amendola started against the Bills on Sunday and had a more productive Patriots debut than Wes Welker, the man he was brought in to replace. Here's a look. Welker, 2007 at Jets, 6 catches, 61 yards, 10 yards per catch, obviously 1 receiving touchdown. Danny Amendola, 2013 at Bills, 10 catches for 104 yards, 10 yards per catch, no touchdowns. And by the way, he has a significant groin injury.
Yes.
So Danny Amendola is the real deal in every sense of the word. He is one of the most talented wide receivers in football who's very injury prone.
He is injury prone.
He's fragile.
I would say
it was painful to watch him play.
I would actually say that it's Julian Edelman who has taken Wes Welker's spot.
Well, simply because he's the only guy left over from that regime.
Yeah.
And truly, who did he trust? Who did Tom Brady trust the most? It was Julian Edelman.
Julian Edelman.
And Danny Amendola is the guy that got open the most.
Right.
But Julian Edelman, if it was go-to time, boom, he would hit Edelman. And you're like, oh, yeah, Edelman was on this
Edelman
team the last couple years.
7 catches, 79 yards, 2 touchdowns. I can guarantee you right now that will be the biggest
waiver claim
this week.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I was really proud of in my several fantasy interactions, like draft day, I had Jared Cook everywhere in draft day.
Nice.
He was my value tight end. He led 27 million, like $7,000.
Yeah, that's a good pickup.
Yeah, I know. And what did I get? 28 points. He led my team.
Yeah. I got busted at the tight end position.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Witten?
No. Witten had a great night.
I thought he did. He had 2 touchdowns.
No, I took the Patriots – young rookie.
Oh, yeah. So one of the – what did we learn? I want to do this segment a lot. What did we learn?
What did we learn?
Tom Brady's not committed to tight ends.
No. He's he's committed to –
the guy that's open.
Because, see, he actually threw – he actually targeted the dude a few times.
Yeah.
But the dude dropped a couple.
Yeah.
And you know what?
What did Tony Romo do when Williams kept dropping those passes? He kept going back to him.
Going back to him because he needs him.
I need you down the road.
Yes, yeah.
Tom Brady's like, screw you.
Yeah, I don't
We're moving
that.
On.
Yeah.
We'll find a way to win later.
Next guy up.
Different ways of coaching, different philosophies. Tom Brady is more of a business, get it done. Tony Romo's a nurturer.
Yeah.
Okay. Nurturer. They both work.
Nurturer. Yeah.
One's got rings. So let's move on to the next game. That was a good one. Patriots-Bills. It was a heart stopper.
21, Steven Gostkowski with 5 seconds left. Boom. Puts the dagger through all the Buffalo Bills fans' heart. And Doug Marrone, all I got to say for Doug Marrone, the head coach.
Yeah.
I saw his press conference after the game. This isn't college anymore, big guy.
Oh, God, did he get emotional.
You can't be.
You can't leave it all on the podium.
You got to do this 16 times, man. You got to do the 16 times. So.
How about that? Leaving it all on the podium.
Yes.
What are we doing?
Yeah,
oh,
can't,
my God.
This is rough.
This is rough. Hey, dude, just go all Belichick. Yeah, we went out. We had some work
this,
to do.
This, by the way, would have been on one of my parlay cards, the under. I wanted the under in this game, and it was 55.
Yeah.
And I wanted the under.
Yeah. There's a lot of wagering that would have been fun to have had.
You don't take me to Vegas anymore.
I don't take you to Vegas. I don't bring you flowers.
So
anyway,
we are getting together a huge – when I say we, it's my wife and I are getting together a big group of adults for adults only of Vegas.
Okay, because Vegas with kids does suck.
Yeah, no kids.
There's no two ways about it.
Basically, there's these four other couples that have
that don't involve the Ellises.
That have kids that don't involve the Ellises. That have kids. Let me finish. That have kids that are Emma's age.
Ah, small
would
kids
not involve the Ellises.
Right.
And we've been kind of getting together, you know, and stuff a lot. And we had dinner this past Saturday, and
so that's where you were. Because I was parked outside your house
on Saturday.
Yeah, it's just I wanted someone to hang out with. It's cool.
And one of the couples like says, we should all go to Vegas.
Vegas?
And I'm like, Vegas? And yeah, we'll find, you know, everybody, you know, leave your kids at home with parents or whatever. And let's go to Vegas.
Were there aunts and uncles?
Aunts and uncles.
Nice. I don't want your kids.
So we're thinking about doing that. I think it would be very interesting. I just hope it's a weekend where there's football.
Chicago. That's not most weekends, just to be clear. Chicago Bears hosted the Cincinnati Bengals and I think gave us a little bit of a surprise.
I'm a little not happy right now with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
I want the hard knocks effect. I want to go on a rant.
Uh-oh.
I want you to hit bang me. You have to learn how to put people away. And this might be something that I just come out and say over and over again throughout the show. This is going to be the theme of the show for me right now. You have to learn to put people away. I'm talking to you, Cincinnati Bengals. When you go late into the game with an 11-point lead, up 24-10. I mean, a 21-10. That's the 11-point lead. 21-10, you got to take care of business. What do you pride yourself in, Cincinnati Bengals? We got a great defense. Well, get that defense and get after Cutler. You got all up. You got after him in the beginning.
They got
first
his grill at the beginning. Yep.
And then it's like, why do teams feel the need where this has been working all day long?
So I'm gonna stop doing it. You know what? I'm gonna change it up.
I'm gonna change
because subject. You know what? They might see this coming. You don't stop something until they make
they
you.
Until they make you.
Thank you.
Until they make you.
Love you. Love you.
It was just unbearable to watch, and I was like, and when Brandon Marshall finally caught that touchdown and to take the lead 24, I was like, Cincinnati, come on, man.
Mark Trestman, your first NFL win as a head coach. Congratulations.
We already got the first, so I thought you guys said the Bears were going to go 0-5. And
no.
If they don't win this game,
they will go 0-5.
Yes.
But they didn't. They won.
So
and by
go.
The way, it was close, and they were losing.
Yeah,
much of the
for
game.
For most of the game, yeah.
So I've decided on a, and our listeners should chime in and let me know.
Yes.
I'm working on my analogies with the Brits.
Yes.
So when I
you what, like the analogies
because they it's their teaching moments.
I see teaching moments.
I said on last night.
Say.
I will. Yes. Last night's Giants Cowboys game was expected to be a Merseyside derby, where you would have. You would have Everton playing Liverpool, okay, because they're big rivals and they're local. Well, these guys are local in the NFC East.
Right.
And it's a big rivalry, and it's highly anticipated. Big, they love their derbies over there. Really big on them.
Okay.
So it was supposed to be a Merseyside derby.
Is that a hat?
It's actually a derby, but they say derby.
So, I know. Isn't a derby a hat?
Yes, so and it's also a contest. It's a contest.
Oh, it's a contest. I was like, so do I wear a hat?
Supposed
to,
you're ruining the whole teaching moment here.
Teaching moment.
The supposed derby. To be a Merseyside derby.
Derby for me.
It's supposed to be a Merseyside derby.
Thank you.
And it turned into a pileup on the M4. Now, you know what that is.
Yes.
Okay. So that analogy, I think, really worked. What people expected from the Giants-Cowboys game was this divisional battle that was kind of cool and sexy, and it turned out to be kind of a car wreck where one team came out on top. Steve is raising his hands. Yes.
Who are these people that were expecting that? Because if you've seen any of the Dallas Cowboy New York Giants games over the last 3 years,
they've been ugly.
They've all
not
been
this ugly.
Ugly.
Not this ugly.
They've all
when
been
Tom
like
Coughlin
that.
Says at
well,
the half,
yeah.
This is the ugliest game I've ever seen, and then it got worse. David Nelson put it on the ground again,
yeah.
And they're auditioning running backs today.
They are.
Okay. Now that, Steve, so I've got a new analogy that I want to use
all right.
That might possibly apply here, where a team is leading most of the way,
yes.
And then, boom, yes, like that, it gets taken from them. At the 75-minute mark, it was tied at the 75-minute mark.
Yes.
Okay, because everyone knows in soccer at the 75-minute mark, or they were leading at the 75-minute mark, even better, which you start to feel like at the 75-minute
mark,
minutes
left after that.
You should be able to hold it.
Right.
Just sub in your defenders, and you hold on, and you play keep away, and that's how you win a soccer game.
I hated to play keep away
in soccer. Well, oh, you hated playing keep away. I hated playing keep away because I was always running after somebody. I was always running.
Keep away from Jeff.
Yeah, God, it must have been fun to abuse Jeff because he was so dumb and slow. Wow, that must have been fun because he was not an athlete outside of water.
Jeff's having a hard time. That's all right, dog.
So that's to me, the Bengals were leading in the 75th minute, and then boom.
You got to hold on.
It's not – it, but there are teams that especially suck at hanging on to leads.
Yeah.
And that's something that you have to learn. And it comes from coaching.
I hope the Cowboys learned.
It was sketchy. They wanted to give this game away so badly.
They did.
And they didn't, which to me is a growth moment.
Did they learn?
Well, it's a growth moment, Steven. Yes, the Giants had to bend over backwards to give it to them. But the fact is they took it. And what we've always said is that bad teams find a way to lose. Good teams find a way to win, even in ugly games.
Yeah.
That's why the New England Patriots beat the Bills. Because good teams just figure out a way to win.
Yeah.
And what did I say about the Bills or about the Patriots? I said they will not win by 30 points a game, but they will still win 12, 13 games. And many of them will be by a field goal.
Yes.
But that's, you know what? Maybe that makes you better equipped for the playoffs. Maybe. Because you're accustomed to playing closer games.
Yeah.
Because you play very differently. Let's move on. Bengals Brown, we didn't even talk about the game. Let's talk about the game.
24-21. What do you
Jay Cutler
know?
To Brandon Marshall. What else is there to know? As long as no one disrupts that magic. And Matt Forte, he rushed for 50 yards on 19 carries. Fine.
Well, since you're focusing over on the Chicago Bears, I will focus on AJ Green, 9 catches for 162 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Tyler Eifert, 5 receptions for 47 yards. Exactly what we hoped.
A.J. Green is a beast.
Monster.
He is
monster.
Legit. And if there could be just a tiny bit more rushing production for Cincinnati.
Mm.
And I don't know if it's Gio or if it's Ben Jarvis Grinnellis, but somebody's got to give them a little more than 20 yards. Rushing.
18 carries. For 47 yards
that's
total.
Between the two of them.
Between the two of them. Yeah. That's what I'm combining, their backfield. And that is not going to get it done, as I said in my opening rant. So it's a little disturbing. We'll see what happens next week for these guys as the Cincinnati Bengals will be – this is interesting. They're going to be Monday Night Football hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. That is going to be a
divisional
great
matchup
game.
Right off the bat.
Both teams came out of the gate stumbling.
Yes. Yes. Well, the Bengals didn't stumble quite as much as the Steelers.
No, but –
Plus the Steelers, when we get to that game, 3 season-ending injuries in game 1.
Bears thought that they had a tough one. Well, next week they host Minnesota. This was part of why we said that they could go 0-5. However, this Bears team that I saw yesterday can handle Minnesota. Because their defense was still fierce. The loss of Brian Urlacher did not set them back as much as I thought that it would.
Yeah.
So they still seem – you know what? And so, again, to come back to the Cowboys, some of – who's the offensive line coach or the defensive line coach for the Cowboys that came over from Chicago? Marinelli?
Yes.
Rod Marinelli came over coaching and seems to have brought that attitude that he had with the Bears, which is to teach them how to be mentally tough.
Be tough.
And
strip
fly
the ball,
to the ball.
Go to the ball.
And just
everybody
be
running.
Angry.
Did you see, the linemen were 20 yards downfield coming and hitting the guy with the ball?
But again, so for the Bears, they seem to have gotten over the loss of one of their key motivators front and on the defensive side with Brian Urlacher.
They still got to protect Jay Cutler better.
Well, he got hit a lot, but that's what Jay Cutler does is get hit a lot. Now,
24-21, the final there. Chicago 1-0, Bengals dropped to 0-1.
Now, as we've already intimated, I am the loser and I am the dumbest man alive.
The
if Steven's the smartest
game
alive.
The Miami Dolphins traveled to Cleveland to face the Browns. 23-10 was the final there. Miami did it all with apparently, even though they won by 13 points and everything looks great.
No, it wasn't, Steven. It
not
wasn't.
Very happy. I'm not happy.
Now,
happy.
Who
could that be?
What position would produce a player that would be unhappy after a win?
Wide receiver.
There
wide receiver
you
diva.
Go. Wide receiver diva.
And the diva
Congratulations.
Wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins is?
Brandon freaking No. Mike freaking Wallace. Yes. Mike freaking Wallace.
Like, yeah, he's with the Bears now. We just talked about
Mike freaking Wallace.
Mike freaking Wallace is correct.
Dude, you suck. You suck. Not because of your one catch performance, but because of your mouth in the postgame. His specific quote in the postgame, Steven, was what? You looked it up. His specific quote was like, I didn't write the playbook?
They came to ask him how he felt about the game. And
they didn't say, how do you feel about only having one catch? How did you feel about the game?
Yes. He said, I don't feel like talking. He told the reporter, Armando Salguero. And
God bless you.
Yes. And so Armando, being the good reporter, is kind of
– he baited you. Yeah. He baited the reporter, and the reporter took the bait.
And the reporter was like –
what's wrong? Do you need a hug?
It's only because you only made one catch. It's like, don't ask me. Don't ask me about it. I'm not the coach. Go ask coach. It's his game plan. It's not my game plan.
Yeah, his game plan, by the way, Mike, was to win, and they did that.
And you won. Why are you angry? You got $60 million over 5 years.
There's some punk who also got paid some pretty decent bank named Brian Hartline that jacked all my catches.
Yes. I was singing Turn On My Hartline all day yesterday.
Yeah.
Because he was one of my fantasy pickups.
I know how to find the trash that's about to be gold. I've got an eye for these things because I'm usually chasing points in fantasy football. But this season, Steven, I'm going to dominate from beginning to end. And what we're going to find is that I'm not going to identify those deep sleepers for you anymore because I'm not going to need them because I'm just going to win in fantasy football. Yeah. Brian Hartline had a terrific day. It earned his –
did you just call me a fantasy football snob?
No, I said I'm going to be a fantasy football snob. I'm not going to need the waiver claims to save my season. Okay. So I'm not going to know who's hot out there because I'm just going to ride with the guys that got me there.
You got there, yeah.
Yeah, because I had a good draft.
Yes.
And I have a lot of points on the bench despite going 8-2. I still have points on the bench.
Yes.
So these teams are really stacked, and I may not be the help that I've been in identifying the Danny Amendolas, the Brian Hartlines, way ahead of the general public. Uh-huh. You know, but that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make to be good.
Okay.
I'll lose that one skill.
So
they were great.
So let me see. The team won the game. He's getting paid $60 million.
Mm-hmm.
And he's angry.
Well, he's not respected, Steven.
Is that what it is?
Well, a wide receiver defines respect as throw me the damn ball.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if there's 9 guys on you. Throw me the damn ball.
Well,
Dez Bryant was not respected because he was only throwing the ball 2 or 3 times was he targeted.
4 targets.
Four targets.
Passes,
and each time there was at least 3 guys on him.
Yes.
So, again, Tony, we said, is the kind that holds your hand and brings you along. Apparently, that's what he needs. Apparently, Wallace needs to come play for the Cowboys, where Tony will get him his couple balls a game, just even though he's triple covered.
Yeah.
Just because he knows how you work with diva wide receivers because he's had his share.
Yeah. it's
throw me the damn ball.
Mike Wallace, it's – dude.
Diva wide receiver.
You need to learn
– shut your mouth.
How to be happy when your team wins. You know what? Would I be bummed? I only caught one pass, and we won by 13 points. We won 23-10.
I'd be personally disappointed.
Yeah.
I wish I'd been more involved. I worked really hard this week.
That's the line, Jeff. That's what I'm looking for.
What line? What'd I say?
I wish I'd been more involved. That's all I would have said. I was like, hey, we won the game. I wish I would have been more involved. But you know what? In this
How you be a teammate, Steve. Let's go further with that. I wish I'd been more involved. Like everybody in this locker room, I busted my ass this week to get ready for this game. So to go out on the field and only get targeted a few times, that's personally disappointing. I'm stoked for the team.
Yeah.
I think I'm in the right situation, and I support this team 100%. And if my stretching the field makes more stuff open underneath, then I'm helping the team in a big way.
It's not what Mike Wallace said. Man.
Mike, you say that and you win the non-boob of the day.
Let me do this and then we can move on.
I am the smartest man
alive! All right, let's move on.
Right, moving
We've
on.
Got 30 minutes to get through a lot more games.
The Minnesota Vikings travel to Detroit to face the Detroit Lions. And boy, the Lions came out saying, Jeffrey and Steven. Jeffrey and Steven do not know us. We are different. I'm like, well, I do know you because Indominus is going to be called into the principal's office.
He's going to get called in the principal's office. He's going to receive a FedEx informing him that his pay is going to be docked.
And they're still defensively, they're just making too many stupid mistakes.
Yeah,
too many stupid mistakes. But the fact is that offensively, on a day when Chris
Ponder?
Kelvin Johnson.
Yes.
Only had, are you ready for this, Jeffrey?
Standing by.
Four catches for 37 yards and no touchdowns. He had two near touchdowns.
Megatron.
On a day when Kelvin Johnson did virtually nothing.
When Megatron looks like a tinker toy and you win.
They put up 34 points.
And did Megatron go and bitch to the media?
No, he did.
Huh.
I'm angry. Do you not know who I am? I am Megatron.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mike Wallace, you're not even have a cool nickname, okay? So shut up, okay? Now, what this Lions team did that was so didn't see this coming, and maybe I should have, Reggie Bush. They brought balance to the force.
Reggie Bush time.
They brought balance to that offensive attack that's going to make Matt Stafford a stud quarterback this year. He may not put up elite fantasy numbers. He may not pass for 4,000 yards this year. But you know what? This team can be vastly more successful without Matt Stafford throwing for 4,000 yards.
90 yards rushing, 101 yards receiving. Reggie Bush showed flashes of speed. Speed that he didn't show in the preseason where he was getting tackled from behind.
Yeah, I think he was just taking it slow for the preseason. There's no reason not to.
He showed that
speed. He's a veteran, Steven.
He looked really good. The fact that Adrian Peterson scored a 70-yard touchdown run on the first time he touched the ball.
You started a big hole.
That didn't.
It does not bode well at all.
That didn't hurt the Lions. The Lions,
their psyche stayed in check.
Would have been like crumbled.
Bleep bleep.
Yep. They stayed in the game. Good for them. It's going to be interesting. That division now is going to be very interesting.
Fascinating.
Because you know what? You know who's at the top?
Well, the Green Bay Packers would be at the top if we're just going to do a power ranking. But if we're going to talk about wins, we're going to say the Bears.
Yeah,
and the Lions.
You know who's at the bottom?
The Green Bay Packers. We'll get to that one. But congratulations, Reggie Bush, Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford, only 350 yards, Steven.
Yeah.
Gee, what a disappointing day.
Only 357? Come on.
Well, it's Matt Stafford and the Lions, dude. That's a great move in the right direction there. Chris Ponder, I'm sorry. Chris, you've got some questions.
I really need to. You know what? I'm going to get on the horn, and I'm going to see if I can get Mike Pereira to come and join us sometime this week. And talk to us about this.
Mike would love to.
Not a catch, whatever. Somebody needs to. How can Kelvin Johnson get hit by the Kelvin Johnson rule?
I know. I know.
The first one, okay. The first one was I thought was a touchdown. He had the ball.
But he was a wide receiver at the time, and you have
to
maintain control.
Yeah, but he had
control.
The ball.
Right.
He had it.
Right.
He caught it outside of the end zone.
Right.
Step.
Yes.
And then he went in.
But the ball.
And once it crosses the plane, it's a touchdown.
But no, the ball was outside.
Then how come when the ball crossed and they flicked it out of his hand and it wasn't a fumble?
I don't know. Steven, I don't know. I thought that was a fumble because I thought you had to maintain possession. Yes.
Somebody
Steven,
needs
I'm
to
with
explain
you.
It
I'm
to
with
me.
You. The rules are a little slippery. And we need someone with the patience and teaching ability of a Mike Pereira, currently with Fox, to take a moment with us and break it down.
All right. The final score, 34-24, 10-point victory.
Minnesota, you have been put on notice that your quarterback is officially on the hot seat.
He is on the hot seat. The Indianapolis Colts host the Oakland Raiders, jump out to a 14-0 lead. They're going to blow them out, right, Jeffrey? That's what everybody tastes.
Terrell Pryor, ladies and gentlemen. Terrell Pryor played only one other game in the history of his NFL career, comes out in his second and breaks Rich Gannon's single season rushing record for an Oakland Raider quarterback.
Single game.
Sorry. That is just so
but
terrific.
He also threw for over 200. I think he had
217 yards for
passing,
Terrell Pryor. 7.5 yards an average. Two picks, though, Steven, and protecting the football is everything.
Go. It was the flashes of hot. Very good. But then two picks.
Check this out.
And as Tom Coughlin said, you can't turn over the ball. You cannot turn over the ball and expect to win football games. Last year we were, what, minus 15?
Yeah.
Plus 15, and the Cowboys were minus 16. And what? We had six turnovers. How many did they have? And the reporter goes, one. So, what? What? So we were minus five today. You can't win football games.
The fact that you nearly won is staggering.
Yeah.
That tells you how strange the game was, okay?
It was a very strange
game. Okay, now this, I've got to say, listen to the stat line, and this will tell you the role the turnovers play. Terrell Pryor, 19 of 29 for 217 yards. 7.5 yard average, one touchdown, two picks. Sacked one time for 16-yard loss. Flip side, Andrew Luck. 18 of 23, virtually identical, only with fewer attempts. And just so virtually identical, though.
Yeah.
18 of 23, 178 yards, 7.7 yards average, 7.5. Two TDs, one TD. Interceptions, none versus two. Sacks, four sacks for 31 yards, way more.
Right.
What does that mean? You're not throwing the ball to the other team. You're taking a sack.
Yes.
The great quarterbacks know sometimes you have to eat the ball and eat a loss.
Sometimes you have to.
And Andrew Luck is in the great category right now, even though he's young. He's playing like a much more seasoned player than that. And the fact that this was close and that Indianapolis nearly lost to the Raiders is a testament to what they're doing there. Dennis Allen, Reggie McKenzie, I want to say keep going with these guys. Keep going. Keep rebuilding. And get rid of that salary crap that you have to get rid of.
There was a Darren McFadden sighting.
There was a Darren McFadden sighting. He actually played.
And he scored a touchdown.
The guy that we said never, ever touch in fantasy football.
Well, he only got 11 points.
So there you go.
There you go.
Congratulations to the Raiders in your loss. I think that you have to be somewhat happy with that. And
you've
think
shown
that
you can go places with the team you've got in place right now.
You went into a dome in the Midwest, okay, in an early setting. So, moving on, the Atlanta Falcons, Steven, one of the marquee games of the day, NOLA. Atlanta goes to NOLA, and Steven, I had a lot of questions about this. Was a weird game,
did
too.
Did you skip Kansas City, Jacksonville?
No, I'm actually using ESPN and just going down the line of their games.
Well, I'm going across the NFL line, but I'll skip over.
You'll be flexible for my sake. Thanks so much.
The New Orleans Saints, man, you know what? You got to hand it to a team that doesn't panic when they get down. Last year, this same New Orleans Saints team goes down 10-0 in the first quarter, and there would have been some panicky.
Steven, I'll ask you this question. Why do children get terrified at night?
Because they can't see anything.
They can't see because it's dark, right?
Yeah.
And their imaginations can run wild with them.
Please.
And they can get scared, right?
I had a visitor last night that slept with me from 3 till I woke up.
Okay.
To go to work.
Well, why was it dark in your room when she came in and snuggled up with you?
Yeah.
Why does she feel safe then?
Because Big Daddy's right there.
And he will keep you safe.
Yes.
Big Daddy keeps us safe.
Big Daddy.
You see, Sean Payton may not be a big man, but he has a commanding presence.
He will keep them safe.
And no matter what happens, his team knows that they're safe.
Yeah.
Big Daddy's got our backs. It's not Drew Brees who has to go wear a third hat.
Yeah.
And be Big Daddy also. Drew is not a very big man.
Right.
And he's got a huge presence. But look, this team played like the New Orleans Saints. They didn't play extremely well. They just beat a really good team that many of us have in the Super Bowl.
Right.
At home, did what you're supposed to do in a divisional game.
Yeah, 23-17, the final score. Atlanta Falcons had their chance. They drove the ball all the way down and got inside the red zone late. But they threw an interception there. Matt Ryan. And you know what? I can't fault Matt Ryan for throwing that pass. It's the end of the game.
Oh, yeah,
it's
you're trying to win the damn game.
You got to throw it in there. And it got picked off because it got tipped. But it's a great game. And these two teams, they just play each other well.
I want to see an NFC playoff game with them in it. I'll just put it out there.
Falcons, Saints.
I know that means somebody's got to be a wild card and things like that. That's fine. Because I love when these teams play. They get to play again in Atlanta, and the outcome may be very different.
Steven Jackson did some good things, but I think ultimately Drew Brees and Saints, and they showed – yesterday, they will find a way to win football games.
Do you realize that this was the seventh time trying to beat the Falcons in the season opener for the Saints?
Really?
I didn't know that. First six openers, they were 0-6 against Atlanta. I love these kinds of stats. This is from Stats Incorporated.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
And just like, you know, Dallas getting the monkey off their back with the Giants, that you just eventually you have to get this done if you're going to be serious
right. As
a football team. So congratulations. Both these teams are looking really sexy and looking really strong for the postseason. Now, I've got Tampa Bay at New York Jets next. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Thanks for rolling with me. I so appreciate it. And we are still in the early games because there was 10 of them, and here's my mini rant. Get it right. No 10 early games, 2 late games. Don't be dumb. There, that's the end of that.
All right.
Too many early games, too many games to keep track of, especially this one, which would have been fascinating to watch.
It was fascinating to watch.
Well, Red Zone Channel, I didn't watch a lot of it.
Oh, I don't have Red Zone Channel. I've got 5 TVs.
And you know what comes tomorrow? On my birthday? You know what comes?
You know what all? You know the
you
only
know
thing that's
comes?
Coming for your birthday? Your DirecTV with
DirecTV with NFL Sunday Ticket.
You know, if you had a 70-inch display, you could carve it up and do like all 10 games at once on one screen. I'm not saying to go out and buy a 70-inch TV, but there's a reason.
Because they're giving me extra boxes for free.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have, like, extra boxes. I'm just going to bring in monitors, and I'm going to have a whole bunch of games going at once.
Jordan, I gave my extra display to because his broke.
Oh, so you can take it to school?
Yeah. He had it. He had it.
So you didn't have multi-games?
I did my best. My laptop, I was streaming in the morning the probably the challenge game. I was probably streaming. Streaming Kansas City.
I was watching a lot of that. That was the challenge game was Miami, Cleveland.
Miami, Cleveland. I was streaming that. No, I would not stream the Kansas City Jacksonville game. You couldn't pay me to watch Jacksonville. Oh wait, I'm going to be paid to watch Jacksonville.
Wife,
I will. Yes,
Trisha.
So
making
cool.
Making fun of me.
Oh, making fun of you
because I took the Jets to win this game.
Well, Steven, it was Staffy. Just a dumb fluke that
wasn't.
Now, good teams win close games.
Late in the game.
Good teams win close games, but neither of these teams is good.
But what I'm saying is. It wasn't like they were getting blown out and it was miraculous that they came back to win.
But it was a miracle that somebody was dumb enough
they
to hand them
a
the ball
field
back.
Goal late. And, you know, well, because they did their job.
I need the
on
boob
defense.
Of the day again. I'm sorry.
Who gets boob of the day?
Who gets boob of the day? The moron who knocked the guy once he was already out of bounds. Don Laundrie.
I know who you're talking about.
Vincent Jackson, 3rd and 10, safety Daywon Landry whiffed on a tackle attempt, led to Lindell's field goal. That's not what I'm talking
David,
about at all.
Davis, linebacker David. I don't know his first name.
Just
David.
Stupid. Late hit, out of bounds, moves him 15 yards, puts him in field goal range, and that was all it took to win the game.
David, yes, you don't touch the quarterback.
That's why I'm telling you that this game shouldn't have gone
this
way.
The
Levante David,
got
personal
in,
foul.
The fact that they got there.
Yeah, but,
they
dude,
there.
It
Jeff,
made it.
But hold on.
It would have been 63 yards. Now it's 48.
They still had 7 seconds.
Yeah.
So they throw one more. They probably could have got another 5-8 yarder.
So you're saying that you have a pretty good amount of faith in Geno Smith.
Did you see the 40-yarder he completed
did
to get them in
midfield?
Did
you see him stand on the seats after the game like he's king of the freaking world?
He's king of New York, baby. I'm going to do it for him. I'm king of New York.
He's the only quarterback who won in New York State yesterday. I'll give you that.
He's the king of New York.
But, dude, compare that to the guy at the
that
draft
the
sitting behind
page.
Us.
What is that newspaper that's got the back page?
The New York Post.
The New York Post. The back page. You should have been standing there saying, I'm the
king
of
New
York.
Yeah.
Did you see? Oh, you weren't following on Twitter? So as soon as the game's over, big capital letters, Jets are going to the Super Bowl.
God. Geno Smith, I mean, hats off to him. He played a lot better than I thought he would. He still
he
didn't
did.
Play well,
yes.
But he played a lot better than most people, including myself, thought he could. And he took a number of sacks himself, 5 times for 42 yards. Josh Freeman, I'm sorry. When it looked like that Tampa Bay was going to for sure win the game, Josh got a little smile on his face.
Yeah.
That was his big celebration.
Yeah.
Josh has got, you know, this pains me because I like Josh a lot. When your team does not vote you as a quarterback to be a captain, there's trouble.
Yeah.
There's trouble in Dodge. Trouble in River City. Starts with T that rhymes with P that stands for pool.
I think we both know. I mean, we like Freeman, but I think we both.
He's in a contract year, Steve. Does he think that he has enough money that he could live happily ever after? Or does he know there's so much stupidity and so many people desperate for quarterbacks out there that he's just going to get a big check?
He'll go somewhere else.
Okay, so I won't get $100 million. I'll only get $75 million. I think I can be cool with that.
And I'll go somewhere else, and I'll be fine. Yeah.
And is he going to start trying?
He's not getting it in Tampa.
Or is he going to be Carson Palmer in Oakland?
We'll have to see.
See, I would not want to touch this guy if he's not going to show up in his contract year and show me fire. Moving along.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I wish we had so much. I wish we had the many, many hours that we need. The Tennessee Titans in the head scratcher of the day beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 16-9.
Yeah.
We had three safeties.
With the Tennessee Titans spotting the Steelers 2 points on the kickoff. Where the guy –
boob of the day, boob of the day, boob of the day, the trifecta.
Of the day.
Trifecta boob of the day. And, Jeffrey, this is what he does, okay?
God, it was horrible.
On the very beginning of the game, the Pittsburgh Steelers kick off to Tennessee. Reynaud reaches – he's standing in the end zone. He reaches
– forward.
Forward.
Now, your back is to the back of the end zone. So reaching forward means you're reaching into the field of play?
Into the field of play.
Okay.
And he reaches and he gets the ball at the one.
And he brings it back
inside.
He doesn't move his feet.
And kneels. Do you know what you just did?
You took a live ball and moved it into the end zone. Good job. Good job
safety.
There, Smack.
2 points.
Smack. You left the smack sound up.
I'm sorry.
Smack.
2 points right there for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'm like, those Tennessee Titans.
Bad. Those funny Titans.
I wonder if they're even going to score.
Funny Titans.
But they did.
Yeah.
They came out. They forgot all about that boob of the day play. And they scored literally 16 unanswered points until the Steelers scored a touchdown late in the fourth quarter to make it 16-9. That was your final. I so wanted. This was my parlay card. Under. It was 44. Mm.
25 points were scored. You got that covered by a boatload.
By 20 points.
Yeah. That was a good underplay, Steven, that you would have enjoyed.
Yes.
Jackie Battle ran for a 3-yard touchdown in the second quarter. Rob Baronis kicked 3 field goals. Tennessee revamped defense, Steven.
Look,
did a great job.
There it is. I'm watching the play.
The play. Yeah, it's terrible.
Such a poop. Don't do it! Oh, my God, he sits down and he kneels.
He went and did it.
He did it.
What I loved in this game was the way they utilized Chris Johnson, a team with a running back, Tennessee, that ran the clock out.
Chris Johnson.
There's something about having a running back that means you can slow the game and take time off the clock.
He only rushed for 70 yards.
But yeah, but he helped them win.
He did at the end of the game.
And he didn't complain about not getting his 100 yards.
Oh,
hmm.
Well, yeah.
Or his touchdown. Hmm. He just helped the team win. Okay, Ben Roethlisberger.
I was a little upset, me as a Chris Johnson fantasy football owner.
Sure.
That he took them all the way to inside the 5-yard line, and then they brought in Battle. And
Jackie Battle's going to be a vulture in fantasy
Battle
ball.
Let Battle take the touchdown. I'm like, wait a minute. Chris Johnson just got you there, fools.
And he's winded. Ben Roethlisberger sacked 5 times in this game. If anyone had any belief.
Like a rag doll.
If anyone had a belief that this Pittsburgh Steelers team had things figured out on the offensive line, you're wrong.
Got smacked around.
You're
early
dead
and often.
Wrong. Seattle Seahawks travel to Carolina to play what was for them a 10 a.m. game. And, Steven, it looked like the Seattle Seahawks playing a 10 a.m. game. Pete Carroll's had them practicing at 10 a.m. Pacific time for this particular match and the many matches they have in the East time zone this year, trying to get them ready to have their body clocks ready to play and ready to go to battle.
It is so difficult.
There is no longer flight anywhere in the United States than from Seattle or to Seattle. The continental United States. I will just, what about Alaska? I got you. Shut up and stop listening to this program if you just thought that.
Oh, my God. You're just getting rid of all our listeners.
Except for 2.
Okay.
Charlie, you gave love to, even though she came out as a closet Saints fan.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you that. She kind of told me not to tell anyone.
Well, she posted on Facebook the Drew Brees
did
jersey.
She
outed herself.
She outed herself,
yes. And Al apparently got a little uptight.
Oh, he was not very happy last year when they told me in London. But it's official. If she's making it public to the world
now. She put a Drew Brees jersey out there.
Yeah.
And she thought that I would be ashamed of her. And I said, how could I be ashamed of somebody that would actually root for a team that's pretty good? I'm sorry.
So and get to the 12-7. Ooh, the Seattle Seahawks are the greatest thing since sliced bread game.
They could be the greatest thing since sliced bread, but the bread isn't baked yet.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Let's put the butter in the fridge and let it stay cool while the bread is baking, because Russell Wilson needed a fourth quarter touchdown to just get past a not very good Carolina Panthers team. Carolina's defense gets a big hat tip.
And so does Seattle.
Yes. I mean,
after Carolina scored that one touchdown, they buckled down. They stopped Carolina from doing
anything. I think I said something dumb before week one. I know I say many things dumb. But one particular thing that stands out, which is I wanted to take the under in all the games. I think I said something like that. Yeah. I want to build a card of just unders.
Yeah.
Here again, we have a game where there was 19 points scored. Yeah.
There were a lot of unders.
Where the overs happened, they were ridiculously over.
Yeah.
But the over-unders were generally wrong yesterday by a good amount.
They were.
Generally on the underside. Seattle failed on a two-point conversion, hence you've got the wacky score here as Pete Carroll tried to get them up by a more than just the 5 points to make it a full touchdown.
14 points, yeah. That's
what right.
Trying to get. Yeah, so, 7 points. Trying to make it a 14. So it would be 14.
By a full touchdown?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
You said 5 points.
I said try to keep it from being a five-point game.
Okay.
We were doing so well. We had such a groove going, Steven. We actually maybe had a chance at the 90-minute. Now it's all shot to hell.
Well,
we're going to be here for days. Days.
Can't believe it.
I know. It sucks.
I'm pretty stoked that Carolina was able to bottle up Marshawn Lynch like that.
Yeah, Skittles went in the bag.
I don't even know what's worse than Skittles.
Well, I'm not a Skittles guy. You are.
I am.
So you go with all the iterations of Skittles.
Skittles are good.
The original ones are okay to me, but they're way too sweet.
What about the tropical?
See, that's what I'm saying. I don't do all the
How
iterations.
About the wild berry?
I didn't know that those existed. Thanks so much. Quick
they're
movie.
They're all red. They're all red.
Quick movie review. The End of the World. Simon Pegg's new movie.
Yes.
With his buddy Nick.
Good. Not good.
Good.
Sideways.
I would put it between. I would put significantly lower than Shaun of the Dead, but better than Hot Fuzz. So put them right in between those two. Good movies though.
Good movies.
And it seems like it's going to be one movie, and especially try not to avoid trailers.
Yes.
Go see it, and then you will have a big surprise, and there's some big laughs.
There you go.
Rated R for very good reasons.
12-7 final score. Seattle gets their first win on the road in the month of September in Pete Carroll's tenure.
I was going to say just in week one on the road, but forget that. The whole month of September. Look, if you
He has never won on the road in the entire month of September in his entire tenure.
In college football? Did he ever?
As the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay. Because I'm like, damn.
So give them
What about
the
with
win.
The Jets?
It was the Patriots.
And the Patriots.
He was
Patriots, then Jets.
I thought he was just
Patriots, Bills. No, he had a couple of brief stints in the NFL.
Possible.
He was a Jets. He was a Jets head coach for a very brief time. That's when Pat Kernan was with him as his player personnel guy. Here we go, Steven. The embarrassing game of the day. Our good friend Richard was there in Shad Khan's box as the Jaguars hosted the Kansas City Chiefs, Steven. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. The Andy Reid era.
Seahawks.
What?
I mean, I'm sorry.
The Kansas City Chiefs?
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wow.
I don't want to say that they're the worst team in football.
But they are, and they're on Overwatch.
Well, if you just look at the scores scored this week, unless Philadelphia, Washington, Houston, or San Diego tonight on Monday Night Football doubleheader scores less than 2 points, they will be the worst team. They will be the worst team in football. I don't think any of the four teams that are playing tonight are going to score less than 2 points.
Steven, we had three safeties in the first half of the early 10 games.
Yes.
And I don't know, how many safeties happen per week? I think there's 0.5 safeties per week.
Maybe you have every 8 games.
I was thinking every other week a safety. But there was three. In 10 games being played, there was three in the first half.
Yeah, well, you can't
That's really
account
weird.
For the Tennessee Titan boob of the day Renaud to freaking reach out and grab the ball and bring it
in. Try and touch somebody and bring it back and hold it close and then get hit. Oh, my Lord.
And he's just sitting there, and he's looking at the ref. When the ref's not blowing the whistle, Jeff, that should be a sign.
Something's not finished. There's something unfinished because the coaches keep coaching us to play through the whistle. Now, there's something that if there hasn't been a whistle, maybe the play's not over. And I'm the one with the ball, and I'm in the end zone, and the play's not over. Slow me down if this is too complex, Steven.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't slowed me at all.
I'm sorry.
So it's not that complex.
No, it's not that complex.
So it was a true boob moment. Okay, fair enough. All right, so here's the deal. All you need to know, this was Kansas City's most lopsided season-opening victory in 50 years. My lifetime plus change.
In 50
Most
years.
Lopsided opening victory, 26 points. If that doesn't tell you that the Andy Reid era gives Chiefs fans something to be excited about, even if it's the worst team in the NFL, they're still an NFL team. The Jacksonville Jaguars. That's all you need to know. They did it. They went on the road and did it. That's just so cool. So, Steven, that was the most lopsided season opening victory, not road victory.
Yeah.
Ever. 50 years.
28-2 beatdown of the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars had nothing offensively. They just they looked inept. Blaine Gabbert. 16 of 35. So, Jeffrey, he didn't even complete half of his passes.
Blaine Gabbert, yeah, that's
through two
interceptions. The benchmark for passing in the NFL is complete at least half your passes.
At least half.
At least half your passes means you're batting 280 in baseball.
Yeah.
275 in baseball.
I would appreciate it if you could complete 60% of your passes.
If we could get you to batting 300, which would be 60% of your passes, that would be a big help.
Yeah.
Your stud quarterbacks, 70.
70, yeah. Absolutely.
That's the benchmark for studliness. That's batting 350.
Right.
Okay? You're not, dude. Now, we factor in the touchdown-to-interception ratio.
Zero touchdowns, two interceptions.
Okay, you suck. And Kansas City, to
and
their credit, their defense
in,
seems to be pretty
Haney.
Good.
They brought in Haney.
Chad Haney came in, heinous.
When you got to go to Chad Haney, who, by the way, Jeff, was 3 of 6.
He completed so he half his passes. Thank you. He did the minimum. You don't have a quarterback. By the time we see this team next month in Wembley, I have a feeling we're going to see a completely different quarterback.
There will be.
Neither Haney nor Gabbert. No. I think it'll be somebody else. They're going to go get somebody off the street.
Absolutely.
I can't believe you agree with me.
I would.
We don't agree, ever. And yet you agree with this being so incredibly obvious that Jacksonville has a colossal problem.
And if I were Shad Khan, I would immediately go back to my original normal helmets. The helmets that they wear now are.
Okay, I heard the announcers were quite divided about that, and I want to say that I hate them, but
you hate them. Say it.
No, I hate them.
Okay, good.
The matte black in the front, Didi said.
Well, can the whole helmet be matte black?
Fine, but again, Didi pointed out the matte black in the front means you can't tell if someone gives an illegal shot with the head as easily. It's like a red sports car sticking out in traffic.
I see. The Vikings are
they've got the matte purple, which
and
again
the whole
I think the matte is going to be the new thing to reduce those calls of illegal hits. You don't see as it doesn't draw the eye.
Did you
as
see
quickly.
Prince Mukamara getting a concussion by his own guy?
I did. It broke my heart. We had Prince on the show. I love Prince.
Yeah,
he's a sweet guy.
And I showed it to Trisha, and she was like, "Oh my God, is he going to be okay?" I'm like,
"I don't know."
At the very least, he's got a concussion.
Yeah. But he's not coming back today.
And he didn't.
He was
gone.
So, game
anyways,
notes.
28-2. We really got to roll because
we're going rapid fire.
San Francisco, Jeffrey. There was,
but at least we don't have to talk about the Cowboys.
No, we don't.
We've been talking about the whole show.
Green Bay at San Francisco, 34-28. Clay Matthews said he was going to take some shots at Colin Kaepernick, and he took his shots. And I like what Colin said, Jeff. If intimidation is your game plan, I think you need another game plan.
I hadn't heard that.
You hadn't heard that?
That's priceless.
He said that in the press
conference.
Priceless. They asked him, like,
and Clay was trying to get in his grill and intimidate.
He was.
And look, You are that guy in those commercials. Right. You're intimidating as hell, okay?
Yes.
But apparently Kaepernick's not impressed.
Now, it's come out. It should. It was called improperly. Unsportsmanlike conduct calls.
Simultaneously
that are dead ball means
the down is over. Should have been fourth down. They got an extra play.
Now they've said, well, Joe Staley shouldn't have gotten penalized anyways because he just went to go remove the guy from his quarterback. He didn't throw a shot.
I thought Joe Staley's intervention was perfect.
Right. He didn't.
That's so funny that they said that this morning.
They said
that's their way of getting the call right?
Yeah.
They got the call wrong.
No, the call was wrong.
They got they maybe should have called it differently,
yeah.
But they did poorly on what they called.
Yes, yes.
That's
at least they admitted that. They were like, yeah, it should have been fourth down. Because it changes the complexity of the game.
I'm sorry, fourth down, you get a field goal versus a touchdown?
Exactly.
Yeah, that changes the complexity of a game where the final score is 6 points.
Right, right.
Yeah, big time. 28-34, final score of this one. It was a heck of a game. I hit bang because it was one of the two late games.
Yes, and the final late game, the Arizona Cardinals, St. Louis Rams. I had the Cardinals, you had the Rams. Arizona's winning this 24-10. All the way until they decided we're going to stop playing. And just a message to Coach Arians there in Arizona.
Yeah, yeah.
You might want to think about continuing to play the game until the end. Maybe that's just me.
Okay, where we have this.
Carson Palmer to Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh.
Free Larry.
Free Larry.
He has been
Larry's
freed,
been freed.
He
Larry's
been
freed. Freed, and he's now in house arrest. But he's happy because he has a quarterback. Okay, Daryl Richardson, I got to say this, Steven. Mm-hmm. Averaged 3.2 yards per carry.
Yes.
But how many times did he carry the ball?
20 times.
A lot.
A lot.
20.
Yes.
Jeff Fisher is a superior coach to Bruce Arians because he understands the value of running the football and continuing to run the football.
Yep.
Even if you're only getting minimal results, it helps the whole team.
Yeah, Rashard Mendenhall only had 16 carries.
Unacceptable.
I would've
unacceptable.
More. Yeah.
Unacceptable. You worked this game. This game was won by coaches, if you ask me.
Yep.
So that's, again, why do I like the Rams? Because I like Jeff Fisher a lot.
27-24, the final, the St. Louis Rams. Our clock has
stopped
at 90.
It's smoking.
Blow up.
That can't be smoke.
Get out of here. Jeffrey, we got two great football games tonight. I cannot wait.
We do.
Week one is in the books.
Mostly.
Steven is the smartest man alive.
For the ninth time. Last time you'll hear him push that button to death this season, I predict.
Really? Wow.
Steven, what do we got tonight? Let's go out and call him.
We've got the Philadelphia.
Call him as we see him.
Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles versus the Washington Redskins in D.C., our
I've
nation's capital.
I've got the Eagles.
I've got D.C. Then Houston, San Diego. Anybody with a brain's got the Texans.
Everybody's got Houston. That's all the time we got. Go out. Join us on draft day. Draftday.com/rants.
I want to encourage you to set up your account this week because we are going to likely have a free game where you play against us for real money this coming weekend.
Yes.
So go out to draftday.com, set up your account, use your promo code
RANTS100.
RANTS100.
Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. We're
Bye.
Out.
Bye.